You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Tom Culver, the CEO and co-founder of Goodmans. Goodmans is a purpose-driven business aiming to shape a more sustainable future. They do this by making it easy for people to invest in good business using an app that matches investors to shares based on their environmental, social, and ethical values. Mr. Culver, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, great to be here and great to be having a chat with you.
Most definitely, and looking forward to it. So tell us, what is responsible investing and how can people invest responsibly to kick things off?
Right, okay. Well, I mean, we see responsible investing as actually being quite a new term for people, so there is a little bit of confusion. And although it's already a new market, there's already quite a lot of kind of jargon and complexity knocking around. So I think it's really important just to be clear on what it is. So people talk about responsible investing in the same way that they do kind of ethical investing or sustainable investing. And it's very different from something else that's called impact investing. So responsible investing for us, for an investor, so someone who is investing their own money, is really about investing that money with conscience and purpose. So making a very clear decision on where they're investing their money and in a way that aligns to their set of values. And commonly that means that they're excluding business practices and businesses that they don't want to support. And, you know, a really classic one at the moment is, for example, fossil fuels or tobacco or even alcohol. And so the idea that an individual is taking responsibility not to invest in those areas. When it comes to the actual investment manager, it's a slightly different view. It's about them investing and managing the money for the future in a way that's responsible. And again, commonly that's now being looked at in terms of focusing on business practices and businesses that are going to be around for the long term and in the future. So again, using that example of fossil fuels, a lot of investment managers are seeing potentially an end to the growth in that segment. And so by them investing responsibly, they're moving away from this idea of fossil fuels and, say, for example, maybe moving into investments in solar industries, for example.
And Mr. Culver, where is the increase in responsible investing coming from?
I think the common feeling is that the growth in responsible investing is actually coming from existing investors, high net worth investors, people who are maybe a little bit older and who are experienced in how to invest shares and how to manage their retirement money. But actually what we're seeing is a lot of the increase in responsible investing is actually coming from a completely new place. And I hate to use the word millennials to describe an entire generation of people, but that's really where it's coming from. I mean, what we're seeing now is a huge uptake in investments, both in individual stocks and managed funds from the kind of 25 to 35-year-olds. And if we look at that bracket specifically, 93% of those people hold social impact and environmental impact as key to their investment decision. And so we're really seeing the drive coming from that age group. And what that means is that we now see that about half of all investments managed around the world have some kind of responsible overlay. And globally, that's meant that the responsible investment market itself has grown 25% year on year for the last 4 years globally. And for me specifically, being in Australia, it's been a huge amount of growth with almost 86% year-on-year since 2014. And so it's this huge uplift as this younger generation are coming through, earning money, getting into their work lives, and starting to be really thoughtful about how they manage their money and how they grow their wealth.
Also, how is data and technology driving these trends?
Well, I think this is another really interesting thing. So, I mean, we look at the kind of convergence of a couple of key areas. And so, obviously, I've just talked about this demographical shift, so this uplift coming from millennials. But another way of looking at this is actually it's in response to the proliferation of information that's being delivered to people through technology. So in the past, it was probably quite difficult to understand in real detail what a company was doing, what a business was operating in, and what their practices were. But now that data and that information is available, and that's available through analysis, it's available through public information. And the third layer of convergence is the fact that we now have this technology which can deliver this information in really, really digestible and understandable ways to customers so that they can start to make these decisions really quite simply. So those barriers that may have existed once before around getting the transparency data on the companies they wanted to invest in, actually having the technology to make decisions and invest in companies, it didn't even really exist even a few years ago. And now over the last 2 to 3 years, we're seeing a massive uptick in the technology provider side and businesses like ourselves really, really starting to support that kind of demographical shift as well.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Tom Culver, the CEO and co-founder of Goodmunds, which is a purpose-driven business aiming to shape a more sustainable future, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Culver, are there benefits for investors to invest in businesses that act responsibly?
Absolutely. And this is a thing that, again, is quite well understood, but probably only recently. And when I say that, it's probably been only in the last 3 to 7 years that there's been any real research done in this area that people are now starting to understand and trust. And essentially what it comes down to is that if you were to compare an investment in a company that was deemed to be sustainable or responsible versus a like-for-like company that was deemed to be less responsible or less sustainable, your investment return in the sustainable company is actually going to be higher over the long term than the investment in the less sustainable company. And if we start to look at that in certain specific areas, for example, if we look at that in energy production, over the last 10 years, green energy companies as a whole are outperforming their kind of less sustainable peers by almost 3 times. So absolutely, investors are able to, I guess, make money and do good at the same time by investing in good businesses, because they're likely to get higher investment returns, but they can also then invest in a way that is sustainable in their view.
And also, how do companies reconcile the responsibility to make profit for shareholders with responsible practices?
This is another huge challenge for businesses. And again, it's something that we're seeing a shift in a trend over the last kind of 5 to 10 years. I believe particularly in the US and my home country, the UK, maybe more so than where I live now, which is in Australia, this has been a real problem, because businesses are bound by law to take responsibility for their shareholders first and to drive profits foremost for those shareholders. And so there's been this common view that businesses must at all costs make as much profit as possible, and often making responsible decisions. So for example, maybe divesting from coal wasn't deemed to be the most profitable business avenue. So businesses were in this conflict of going, well, we've got to drive profits and we want to be responsible, but we can't do both. What we're actually seeing now is that concept and that way of thinking probably isn't actually correct. And there's a huge number of businesses out there that actually talk about the increased profit that they make from being responsible. So if you take a company like Unilever, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world, they are actually increasing their profit margins by recycling all of their products and using recyclable material in all the new products that they produce. because from their perspective, the actual cost of producing the products and buying materials has dropped significantly. If you look at a company like Tesla, for example, a much smaller company that focuses on very kind of key areas of business, has recently been valued higher than BMW, which is one of the world's most successful companies, and actually probably competes with Tesla in a number of key areas, including electronic cars. But what you've seen from Tesla is that by taking a responsible view of the world in the products that they're making, in their future technology, their ideas around being green and environmentally friendly, that's actually led to their valuation increasing significantly compared to their peers. So absolutely, we're seeing that companies are able to reconcile this idea of being able to make profit and actually act responsibly, because we're now seeing that by being responsible, they're actually making more profit. So really, it's in the best interest for the consumers, it's best interest for the investors, and it's in best interest for the companies themselves.
Mr. Culver, certainly has been good to have had you, and thanks for introducing Goodmans to the audience. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip here for the listeners today?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess my one tip when we're talking about being responsible and sustainable is that businesses need to be really serious about integrating purpose into their business model. And we think that this doesn't mean that it's a fancy tagline or, say, it's a media campaign about how environmental your company is, but it's actually meaningful policies and structures and business ethos. And we think this is such an important thing, you know, to some of the points that I've made today. You know, people now have access to a huge amount of information about companies. There's a great level of transparency, but there's also that demographical shift and that expectation coming through. So people now expect companies to have a positive impact on the world if they want support from consumers and if they want support from investors. So absolutely, have purpose at the core of your business and follow through on it.
Certainly some sound advice, and certainly do appreciate your sharing that with us. Where can listeners get all the details on Goodmans, and how could one be in touch?
Absolutely. So if you're interested in having a little bit more of a look at Goodmans, you can go to our website, which is www.goodmans.com. And we've actually just also launched a crowdfund campaign as we're launching our products at the end of July. And you'll find a link on our website there if you want to check us out a little bit more and throw some support behind us.
And thanks for the heads up on that. Again, Mr. Culver, it has been our pleasure to have you with us today on the program. Certainly appreciate your joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you very much, Eric. Great to talk to you. Thanks.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Tom Culver, the CEO and co-founder of Goodmans, a purpose-driven business aiming to shape a more sustainable future. They do this by making it easy for people to invest in good business using an app that matches investors to shares based on their environmental, social, and ethical values. And for more information, simply visit Goodmans.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.